Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Debates are usually difficult to rate, but Thursday night's debate was not one of them. 100% Trump won. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of this first presidential debate for election 2024. Does it bode ill or well for the United States? Everyone is talking about replacing Biden. Well, Trump tweeted a suggestion. His breaking news announcement, the replacement for Biden is Donald J. Trump. What's going on with originalist Barrett? The First Amendment is being attacked by this usurper Biden government. The United States government has been caught collaborating with private institutions to censure free speech. Well, it appears Barrett thinks that's okay. Happily, she was unable to convince Kavanaugh or even Roberts. And the Roberts failure was something of a surprise. But, of course, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch would be on the side of the Constitution steadfastly. Think of it. Amy with Ketanji and Sotomayor. Are those the three that went against something? Yeah, I think it's the 6-3. So we got a win from the SCOTUS without Amy. And that came down on the same day that Trump trumped Biden on the stump. Bureaucrats can no longer legislate from their cubicles. That was the significance of that ruling. The legislature is the only body politic. The Constitution empowers to make laws. And that's been rescued by this recent court decision. Amy's excuse, and this tells you what that case was about, Amy's excuse for supporting the right of government to pressure social media to censure free speech was that the states had no standing for their suit against government officials who participated in this outrageous abuse of our liberties. She said her rule or standard for establishing standing was, there had to be a reason to expect a repeat of the abuse on the part of the government actors infringing upon our free speech rights that occurred during the Plandemic 1. Here comes Plandemic 2. A Russian military defense says the United States has relocated Ukrainian biolabs to Africa. You remember hearing about that. I've talked about it often. And they're planning to release avian flu to start another pandemic and blame it on Putin. Of course, I'm not surprised, but still, is this for real? Okay, sorry. I'm just stunned by this news. The FBI whistleblower testifies under oath that the FBI won't allow 11,000 plus hours of J6 footage to be released because it would expose undercover agents committing crimes inside the Capitol. And here's an article that substantiates this. Okay, Oklahoma, let's get the Bible and the Ten Commandments back into our schools. Oklahoma's state superintendent says, quote, "The Bible and the Ten Commandments are foundational for Western civilization and will be in every single classroom in the state," end quote. And by the way, I'm preaching a 4th of July special series through the month of July, every Sunday, a.m. and p.m. It's titled The Bible and the Bill of Rights, 10:45 in the morning, 5 p.m. in the evening, different messages, by the way, series of 8 messages through July at the Lighthouse. Well, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Debates are usually difficult to rate, but Thursday night's debate was not one of those. It's 100% Trump won, and everyone seems to agree. Well, I mean, except for Joe and Jill, and maybe a ever-shrinking handful of diehard delusional Dems. After Thursday night's delightful debacle, there aren't many of those left. Listen, the left is devastated. Their support for Biden is collapsing. It reminds me of what it sounded like on the left when the announcement came out that Trump beat Hillary. Here you go. Okay, now that was the first time Trump beat Hillary. Looks to me like it's shaping up to be a rematch. I'll explain. Did you see that moment when Biden joined his supporters after the debacle or debate? Jill acted like a liberal soccer mom comforting her little boy, spoiled little boy, after a failed performance. Quote, Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question, honey. I added that. You knew all the facts. It's unreal. He stood there like a little boy, grinning. And that's all she could say about Joey's performance, that he actually spoke and answered the questions. And then she turned to her audience and said, and what did Trump do? Even though this was obviously rehearsed, the crowd forced what was to me a less than convincing response, adding their voices to her distorted, angry, vicious face, screaming, lie! see it here. I've linked it in my notes. Joey looked like the juice finally kicked in. No kidding. He had more composure and confidence on that stage than he showed on the debate stage. He took the mic and went directly to one of his old stories about, you know, a line he claims his brother used, a quote from one of John Wayne's movies. Biden describes the scene in amazing detail. Details that, by the way, change almost every time he tells a story. Well, this time it went like this. A Comanche chief sitting next to Wayne on a bluff points to the U.S. soldiers saddled below and calls them lying, dog-faced pony soldiers, end quote. Now, Biden has used this story often, as you know. It turns out that Biden's favorite way of calling someone a liar is itself a lie, a Biden lie. There's no John Wayne movie where this scene occurs. None. In fact, no one has been able to find any movie where this expression is used. The closest anyone has been able to come is a Tyrone Powers film titled Pony Soldier, in which one of the Indian characters says, quote, the pony soldier speaks with the tongue of the snake that rattles, end quote. You see, the truth about this pony soldier line has been out there for years. I'm telling you, years, folks. And yet Biden cannot stop using the same yarn, and he's still doing it. This is perfectly consistent with what we know is a fixed Biden character trait. Now, hold on. Listen to what I'm saying here, where I'm going. He cannot tell the truth about anything. Even after he has been told the truth about something so simple as, hey, dude, that line was, or hey, man, that line was never used in any of the 180 John Wayne movies that anyone has been able to find. Will you stop it with the pony soldier bit? It makes you look foolish and, well, like a liar. The lie is Biden's default position, friends, and that's because Joe is a liar. I mean, he's a pathological liar. He's in league with the father of it. It is ironic, though, however perfectly consistent with the character of the entire left today, that the only reaction we get from the Bidenistas is to scream, Trump lied. They don't point to any particular lie, just Trump lied. And then for Biden to use a lie to call him a liar, well, that tops it off. As per usual with these people, they make an accusation with no factual support. I think it's great that the CNN audience got full exposure to what Biden is. The only people in America who might not have already known that Biden is the liar in chief are CNN devotees. Everybody else already knew this. So how providential is it that CNN's the one that hosts the debate? And during the debate, Joe lied repeatedly. And I'll be specific. Before the debate, Snopes, not known, by the way, for having any love for Trump, debunked Biden's claim that at Charlottesville, Virginia, Trump, if not 2017, Trump called neo-Nazis and white supremacists, quote, very fine people, end quote. Now, I've linked the complete video of that speech. And you will, if you listen to it, Trump clearly, explicitly denounced neo-Nazis and white supremacists as bad people. Here, listen to it for yourself. First, the very fine people statement put before you in context.
They showed up in Charlottesville.
Excuse me.
To protest.
Excuse me. They didn't let themselves down, Mr. Yoder. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
Okay, now that's about as clear as anybody can make it. And they all were there. They perpetrated this lie. They heard this with their own ears. And yet they went on with it. Listen to this next. In this part of the speech, Trump explicitly condemns neo-Nazis and white supremacists by name. It's a little bit long, but give it a listen.
You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Friends, what should outrage you is that every single one of those wicked liars knew what you, they heard what you just heard. All the reporters who were present, CNN, ABC, NBC, every one of them, they knew that this was a lie. And all they had to do is just a little bit of fact-checking, right? An honest honest research to know it was a lie. And this is back in 2017. These people showed their hand long ago, and long before this, by the way. But here, God dropped their little cloak of self-righteous journalistic integrity game and exposed them for the fake news Trump said that they were. And now the entire CNN audience got to see it firsthand. First, one of their favorite fact checkers, one of their own, came out with an admission. Trump never said neo-Nazis or white supremacists were, quote, very fine people, end quote. I cited the reference in these notes. A welcome admission, okay, but two questions. First, what took you so long? I mean, it's only been 7 years. You've known this for 7 years. And now you admit it was a lie? Second, why now? Why exactly 1 week before the debate do you come out with this? A warning to Joe not to go there? Well, couldn't that have been handled within his inner circle? Was it a setup, purposely, to expose Biden to the CNN audience, knowing that idiot Joe could not help himself and would default to his lies? But I'm getting a bit ahead of myself, literally. See the entire speech right here. I mean, get a link to my notes. Trump repeatedly clarified that the very fine people comment referred to demonstrators, protesters on both sides who were there to peacefully protest. And by the way, it was about removing the statue honoring the memory of Robert E. Lee back in 2017 again. Is when all this happened. The entire propaganda organ of the left, aka the mainstream media, piled on with this lie that Trump called white supremacists very fine people. All the talking heads went with it, and no one bothered to check it out. However, the people who were there knew better, and they could have said something but didn't. The video of the event documented the truth. The video was available to anyone who would bother to check it out, and the truth did finally break through and trump their lies. It has been manifestly proven that the MSM and the entire Democrat Party conspired to hang this lie on Trump because it fit their narrative. They wanted to paint Trump as neo-Nazi and white supremacist. They extracted the line, quote, you had very fine people on both sides, end quote, completely out of its context. And Biden knows this. Biden's team knows this. The entire Democrat Party knows this and knew it all along. Why am I laboring on this point? That's old news. No. Listen up. Look, nothing came out in that debate we did not already know about both candidates. But one thing was put on display to the entire CNN audience that those people did not know. And it's not merely that Biden is a decrepit, decomposing corpse walking on two legs. Biden is the liar, not Trump. That's what we need to focus on. For years, the left has had this hanging out there. No one I know on the left came out with a clear admission that the statement was a lie until just before the debate, 1 week before. So what is this? Suddenly Snopes gets a conscience? And another thing, why even bring it up? In what context? It wasn't being talked about by anybody. In what context did Snopes bring this up? Now, I searched the article carefully, and the only thing I found was a statement that the issue remains controversial. But why bring it up? What did come out in this debate, besides the fact that Biden is manifestly unfit to lead a class of second graders on a field trip? No parent would leave their child in his care. This demented fellow who might lose the children. But also, some concern, no doubt, they would be subjected to this hair-sniffing, daughter-showering pervert. The entire CNN audience was exposed to Biden as the psychopathic liar we have all known him to be, as we on the right have known him to be from the very beginning of his political career, back when he was accused and convicted of plagiarism. This man is a pathological, compulsive liar. Now, here's a short list. First, about the claim that Trump called fallen American soldiers losers and suckers. Biden says, who are you going to believe, a four-star general or Trump? Well, that's actually very easy. Trump, he's been honest about everything he's done. He's kept all of his promises. Besides, wasn't Biden accused of sexual assault by a staffer who had no history of lying or any reason or motivation to lie? I mean, his situation was not one where he had a Stormy Daniels demanding a bunch of hush money. Biden's victim was Tara Reid, and she was vilified, and Biden, a documented serial liar, was protected. So who are you going to believe? Somebody who never lied and had no motivation to lie? Or a person that is documented to be a serial liar? I found this in a tweet, and I can't find the source to give credit here. I apologize for that. Biden's lies include how, why, and where his son Beau contracted brain cancer, which is pathetic. And then his role in desegregating movie theaters and restaurants. A liar. He fought to keep segregation. His often spouted participation in civil rights sit-ins? Never happened. His college and law school class standing? No. He was second to last. Remember that? All this documented. These are documented lies. His claim that he visited Nelson Mandela during apartheid? Another lie. His ridiculous claim that he was raised in the black church? What nonsense. No corroborative evidence at all. That he played football for the University of Delaware? No. That the driver who accidentally struck and killed his first wife and daughter, a tragic thing, was drunk? These are all lies. And he seems to make them up as he goes along. What I already brought out about his repeated lie about what Trump said in Charlottesville. And add to that his lie about Trump saying we should drink or inject bleach to fight COVID. It's all lies, all admitted to be lies. These are documented lies. And after Biden bragged about pressuring Ukraine's president to fire the attorney general who was investigating Burisma while his son, that is Biden's son Hunter, served on the board, and then Biden has the audacity to deny he pressured Ukraine to fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma. And then the ridiculous lie that we all know now, documented by written correspondence, and I believe so, also some recorded conversations, that Biden didn't know and never discussed Hunter's business dealings with his dad? What? Lies. A small kitchen fire almost killed his wife? Lie. His claim that he has ridden a million miles on Amtrak? Lie. His story that he was shot at in Iraq? Lie. And his recent fixation on the lie that inflation was 9% when he became president? Lies, lies, and more lies. That's all we get from this corrupt man. Look, even when you make allowances for differences in perspectives, you know, spin, the man has an aversion to facts. And the reason is simple. The facts don't support his lie. And it's becoming increasingly clear that not only does he avoid facts when telling stories about others and himself, he's living in a delusional world totally disconnected from reality. I understand he woke up the next morning eager to get into the second debate. The Bag Biden Brigade is in full operation right now. It's been rumored already, very high level Dems are calling for him to be replaced. Kamala has begun making some moves, some noises. And this has been churning below the surface for really a while now. And it's boiled up from time to time. But now, man, friend, this is in full tidal wave motion. Mangino thinks there is a 50% chance they dump Biden, or 51% chance they dump Biden. You know, it looks more to me like it'd be like a 90% chance. But Bongi's right, it would be complicated unless Biden willingly stepped aside. And Mangino brings out some of those complications that I'll mention in a little bit. And all this would have to happen at the convention, not before. If he does it before, Kamala steps in and becomes president. They don't want that. Believe it or not, even with Biden's abysmal performance in the first debate, Kamala continues to poll below Biden. What do you bet they come out with a poll that puts Biden somewhere below the in the low 30s or in the high or mid 20s? Watch. They'll show Jill the polls and try to use it to convince her to pull Joey out of the race, her little boy Joey. But friend, here's the problem for Jill, and probably answers the question many wives have: why is she allowing this? Listen, the presidency is the only protection the crime family has to avoid prosecution. Yeah, they were all in on the influence peddling scheme. They would have to guarantee protection to her and her family. Look, man, justice is moving in on this whole crowd. And not only Biden, I mean Obama and Hillary, the rest of them. And when judgment begins to stir in service to righteous indignation, it can be fearsome. So here's the concern many of us have been talking about. And Jesse Waters expressed it well when the five offered their analysis of the debate. He said effectively, Biden did great, held his own. Stay with him, please, stay with him. That's not a quote, but that's the gist of what he said. What will Dems do? Will they bring in Hillary or Michael Michelle? Don't underestimate the political power of the Clintons. Remember, well, Biden went in with 1.3, came out with 70 mil. The Clintons went in with 1.3, they came out with 241.5 mil. What did these people do for their money? Well, whatever they did, the Clintons did it on steroids. Remember, Hillary once openly warned that she could bring down the entire liberal apparatus of D.C. Now, she knows it all. What about Michael Michelle Obama? She probably has the least amount of baggage going in. I mean, with regard to how the left would look at it. What about Newsom? You see what they're trying to do, right? Think. They want to get rid of Biden on the basis that he's a senile, old, and incapable man, incapable of leading the country. Not because the people reject his politics, but because, well, he's just a doddering old man. It's time to put him out to pasture in a sympathetic way to dismiss him. And then play up the sympathy card that they've worked so hard to establish. And then they spring someone in who's young and vital. You're right? Looking sharp with a big, great smile. It's all about looks to these guys. Trump understands this. Long ago, I think it was 1989 or somewhere in there, 88, somewhere in there, he might have been as early as 80. Trump was asked about running for president, and he dismissed, it was Rona Barrett, and he dismissed the idea because he said it's all about looks and not about policies or substance. Now, I'm summarizing his comments, but you could go look at the video right here, linked in my notes. Watch the whole thing. I started at 2 minutes and then run it through to about a little after 3 minutes, and you'll see the part I'm looking at. Trump said someone with views that are perhaps right, but unpopular, quote, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain, but a big smile, end quote. Which both Barrett and Trump agreed was sad commentary on American politics. Anyway, I do need to move toward a wrap on the show today. It looks like I've run through my whole time. The left is imploding. In my humble opinion, Trump did great, as I brought out in my comments on the Brain Massage Live show immediately after the debate, or soon after the debate. I thought the rules that were intended to help Biden actually helped Trump. The questions were, for the most part, honest and serious ones. The moderators stayed out of the debate, to their credit. Trump did a good job of exploiting Biden's obvious lies by countering with facts. And when Biden put his aphasia on full display, which I think was by design, not necessarily by him, but by his handlers. Yeah, they gave him maybe a what do you call that? A placebo shot, probably, right? So anyway, the moderators stayed out of the debate. Trump did a good job of exploiting Biden's obvious lies by countering with facts, and when he went all aphasia right in front of God and everybody, Trump responded in a manner perfectly suited to bring attention to the problem without coming across as mean-spirited or cruel. He handled himself throughout with candor and compassion. I liked it. Biden, on the other hand, lied like the devil he is. He looked weak, and frankly, he was pathetic. Now, I think we should be careful not to play into the left's game plan that, to me, seems obvious. Don't let them make this all about Biden, the pathetic, doddering, but lovable, ice-cream-licking old man. You know, the grandfatherly, lovable guy who, well, you know, he simply served beyond his usefulness, okay? Instead, we should capitalize on something the CNN audience saw that had been hidden from them all along. Biden is a liar. His policies are bad, and he's always been a liar, and his policies have been ruinous. Stay focused on that. It's about his policies, friend. If you bite on the Obama-Hillary gambit, which is presenting pitiable Biden as a sacrificial pawn, Biden as a man merely too old to be president, well, that sets the stage to bring in a younger man, much younger than Trump, too, see, with that big Carter smile that Trump talked about years ago. That's what they did in 1976, by the way. I remember it, I was there. An unknown, I mean nationally speaking, an unknown governor from Georgia was recruited to step in at the last minute, really unknown, so you could make him out to be whatever you think the people want, because he had no track record to substantiate it one way or the other. They could sell him as anything they thought the people wanted. Weary of political antics surrounding the effort to compel Tricky Dick Nixon to resign. I remember all that too. Something Hillary was neck deep in, by the way. Fired, by the way, for her repeated tendency to use deceit and unethical means to advance her case against Nixon or to build it. Now listen, be forewarned. All the liberal fact checkers will cry foul about her being fired. But the fact is, her boss literally said he fired her for being a liar and unethical. But what really happened was, well, she was transferred. She was forced off the case. She was let go, right? Hillary, under a disguise, that's what they do. So you know that. Anybody who's been in any kind of business situation where this sort of thing develops, you know how this game is played. You just sort of give them a little exit. You call it this, that, the other. I don't know. They resigned, or we have this excuse or that excuse. So Hillary can call it whatever she wants. Her boss, Jerry Zeifman, said he fired her for being a liar and unethical. Oh, and guess what? The motivation for going after Nixon was, are you ready for this? Fear that he would expose the crimes of Camelot. Enter Hillary Clinton. Jerry, her boss back during Watergate, described Hillary's actions as, quote, Hillary's pursuit of power. Her boss on the Watergate impeachment inquiry wrote that during the Watergate inquiry, Clinton, quote, engaged in a variety of self-serving, unethical practices in violation of House rules, end quote. And when he was asked about whether he fired her, because she objected to that characterization, so when he was asked about this, he put it this way. He said, well, let's put it this way. I terminated her along with some other staff members who were no longer needed and advised her that I would not, could not recommend her for any further positions, end quote. Okay, so does that clarify it for you? So you know what? As Providence would have it, so be it. But it seems to me Hillary is the most natural go-to here. We shall see, and it will likely come out during the convention. It's complicated because, as Bongino brought out, Biden has to forfeit his delegates. He has to willingly step down. There are complications regarding shifting the money over to a new candidate. Mercy, will they go so far as to assassinate Biden to get him out of the way and make him a martyr? How serious are they to stop a Trump win? I think that they're very, very serious about this because the stakes are so high. They are all in so much trouble for all the crimes they've committed. Now, may God forbid any such thing And then they'll make him out to be a martyr and pin it on some MAGA named Oswald. Look, the Dems are saying out loud that going with Biden is a guaranteed loss. My fears are confirmed valid. I mentioned them earlier on. We've been back and forth on who it might be that would step up, but I described this whole Biden is an imbecile thing, a doddering old man thing, as the reduction of the king to a pawn that they will use in a gambit and sacrifice him. Don't take the gambit. The concern now is, how far will they go to remove Biden? But have faith. Friend, God can beat Hillary again. Oh, yeah, here they go. Yeah, anyway, I've run through all my time and went a little long. I can do that because this isn't going to the radio. It's just going to be a post on our website and our other podcast distribution. So listen, I didn't get to a lot of really other great stuff, but this has become a little too long, or maybe a lot too long. But I'll go into it tonight during the Brain Massage Live. That'll go on around probably about 8 or 9 o'clock. It depends. But an update on the radio situation, we did contract with KSMA. And we have the same times that we had before. Saturday at noon, Sunday morning at 7. The only difference is the Brain Massage Show will be found on 1240 instead of 1440. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting with my audience in our Santa Maria area by radio beginning July 6th. My dear friends, I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, and now you let me know you see the lights are on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. Or you can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. And may I say thank you for all of you who respond regularly to the show, who send in donations to help maintain this broadcast. I appreciate it very, very much. And this podcast, I mean, you podcast listeners, you can help us out as well. It does cost us something to maintain our presence in the podcast world. So when you get a chance, go to that website and click on donate. And be as generous as you can. I know we've got a lot going out toward the campaign, but this is part of the work to save America and especially to save California. So go to brainmassage.net, find the contact us button, send me an email to let me know lights on or lights off, and then use the donate button to send us a donation. You can leave a message for us on our listener response hotline, dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. God bless California. And I'll see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com